Police in Montgomery County continue their search for the man they say killed six people and wounded another in several Montgomery County locations starting before 4 this morning. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies joins me live with the latest. Dave?
Well, Dave, this is an absolutely horrific story. Authorities have identified the man they believe responsible for the killing as Bradley William Stone, a 35-year-old from Pennsburg near Quakertown who served in the Marines. The manhunt centers on Pennsburg and the surrounding areas now, and officials say people in that area should remain inside with their doors locked. They say Stone is, of course, armed and dangerous. Anthony Tosco, who owns a pizza shop in Pennsburg, says the town is small and many people know the alleged shooter.
I've seen him in and out of before at our bar next door that we have. It's sad because you hear what's going on, but, you know, let's just hope they catch him and take care of him, that's all.
The tragedy began early this morning. Authorities say Stone showed up at his ex-wife's home in Harleysville. This witness, who lived nearby, told NBC 10 what she heard.
And I heard the gunshots. I heard four gunshots. And I heard the kids say, "Mommy, no, we need my mom. I want my mom." And I heard him say, "Let's go. We have to go now. We're leaving."
She then actually exchanged words with Stone.
I opened the window and I asked him, was everything okay? He just looked at me and said, "She's hurt pretty bad. We have to leave. She's hurt." And he just got in the car and just left.
She said Stone took his two daughters with him, who were obviously distraught. They were found safe not far away a short time later. Stone allegedly visited several other locations in suburban townships and killed five more people. One survivor of those shootings is seriously injured. Media reports say Stone did a tour in Iraq and that he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Authorities say he's about 5'10", 195 pounds, with an auburn beard and closely cropped hair, and may be wearing military fatigues. Back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.